It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Dr. Tan G Show, the show that was truly created with you in mind. It's a show founded on kingdom principles, and I get to do the host, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Doing nicely.
It's a good day today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey there. I am really, really excited about this show. Bless you. I'm really excited about the show today because at the bottom of the hour, we got the gentleman who's known as the Stevie Wonder of hip hop, the one and only Dick James. And of course, we like to talk about what's going on in the world of politics and all of that good stuff. But before that, we're going to start with this principle that really is near and dear to my heart, so much so that I had to write it down so I can kind of stay on track. So today's principle is none other than principles for healthy living. And this is special to me because, guys, you know that in the African-American community, we are really, really plagued with diabetes mellitus, whether it's type 1 or 2, if you're insulin dependent or what have you. We're plagued with obesity. We're plagued with a myriad of things that can, if you're not careful, can kind of sideline you. But I don't want that to be something where you're saying, well, I can't even enjoy my life or enjoy food, because you can enjoy your food, but we just want to make certain that you're eating, one, the right kinds, and then two, in moderation. There was a 2008 Harvard study done that said one of the number one culprits for those a myriad of problems that I told you about, with the exception, of course, of diabetes type 1, was fast food. So if you're taking that into trying to dictate to you, hey, you don't need to eat this or this or that, what I'm merely saying is if you have to have some fast food, instead of maybe the fried nuggets, and I love those fried nuggets at Chick-fil-A, hashtag Chick-fil-A. I love the nuggets, but maybe we can start by doing grilled nuggets instead of the fried nuggets. But now that's for the body, but for the soul, because this is a show that is founded on kingdom principles, and we really do take the entire human into consideration. That's your body, your mind, will, and soul, and your spirit. Your soul, of course, makes up your mind, your will, and your emotions. People don't think that your food has something to do with it, but I promise you, if you're like me and you're kind of getting into that age where, ooh, I can't eat what I used to eat because I start to have that internal clock going, that temperature going, I kind of have to, you know, lay off the dairy products and lay off the sugary products and lay off the sweets. But there are five things that I want you to take into consideration as you get into the rhythm of this new year, get into the rhythm of, hey, shedding a few pounds, or just looking at your nutritional value. So, five things I want you to consider as you move forward. One, spend time meditating on the Word of God. And I had someone to ask me, what does meditation mean? Is it I'm sitting in a corner and I'm being really quiet and I'm kind of with my fingers to get clasped together? When you're meditating on the Word of God, you're going to take, if you're like a component of that word, of that verse, and you're just going to mull over it. You're going to study it. You're going to look up the Hebrew words or the Greek meaning of the word so that you'll have a full understanding. That's what That's what it means when you're meditating on the word. So, second, discover what your gift is and get busy serving humanity with it. You hear me say that all the time. Guys, your gift truly will make room for you and it will bring you before great men. I am a living witness of that. I swear to you, I am. Number three, commit to increasing your knowledge in the areas that cause you to become so uncomfortable that you're forced to act. All right. So get out. And I don't like to use that box scenario, but get out of your own way. Get out of your head. Number four, once you begin to act, do not quit. And that really, really is important. And that's a no matter what. And I'm going to tell you why a little bit later in the show. I'll give you a demonstration of what it means to honestly not quit no matter what. And number five, exercise daily, even if it means just walking in place for 15 minutes. Get that heart ready, get that heart happy. And then you'll start to see that if there's any fog there in your mind and you're trying to tap into your creative juices, you'll be able to tap in and give us exactly what we need to know. So don't forget, healthy. You want to think healthy this year. Everything healthy, all right? Okay, I want to hear your take, guys, on what principles out of the five or whatever you'd like to add to what I've said here. Take it away, somebody.
KJ, take it away.
I knew it about
KJ. I know, right?
Yeah, taking care of your body, living healthy, that's super important, because what's so good about being kingdom citizens is that the first thing that God gave us to manage was our body. You know, mm-hmm. We are how are we able to go ahead and go pursue purpose, impact people, and encourage one another, but the engine of our Ferrari is all malfunctioned. You know, so we have to make sure our the engine is like lubricated, make sure we have the proper oils, proper fruits, vegetables, so we can make sure our body is running smoothly. You know, there was a guest on our show, I think about a year and a half ago, Dr. Sebi's grandson.
Oh, yes. I remember.
He did a test about eating fast food. So like Chick-fil-A. I stopped eating Chick-fil-A after this, after he told me this. I said, nope. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, he said he left it out in the open to see how it would decay. Now, if food decays, I believe he said this, I could be paraphrasing, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but the entirety of the food will begin to rot. Left those two foods from McDonald's and Chick-fil-A, it did not rot. It stayed pretty much the same. And so he began to say, it's like, this is what you're putting in your body. So it was unnatural. It wasn't healthy to put these food products into your body, because like it's not naturally composing like nature has it supposed to be. So really, I would just encourage people to really understand what you're putting into your body, because you are what you eat. And also exercising, even if like it's just like 15 minutes a day, I'm gonna run up and down the stairs. I'm going to, I don't know, walk as I call my grandma, you know, something simple just to get your blood pressure going. That little step can turn into a big step later on in life.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I'll take that, Keisha.
Okay.
When I think of healthy living, I think of developing and maintaining a healthy, fruitful relationship with all things that pertain to your upkeep and the upkeep of the environment that you are in. And that speaks to an open spiritual relationship with God and the people, because the people come from God. They're an extension of God. Keeping yourself fed in all aspects of your life, not just the exterior. I know you mentioned this earlier. So we're feeding the inner life as well as the external life. It's also taking care of your physical health and body, as we just spoke about. Taking care of your mental health. That's a part of your being. That's something that, you know, many struggle with nowadays, especially during this pandemic. So that's something that we definitely should hit on. Emotional health, that's very important as well. I also think living with the heart of Jesus or trying to get to that point is also very important, because if you're at a good place internally, you know, you're probably at a good place externally. Mm-hmm. You know, being kind to yourself and others, as well as exercising discipline so you won't yield to temptation so easily. Because as we know, that temptation, which is physical, you know, eye candy, that's there. It looks good. It looks nice. It feels nice. But think about what it's doing to your insides. You know what I'm saying? You think about candy, you think about love it. It's important to make sure that you're in a good place, which is with God, connected with Jesus, so you won't yield to temptation so easily. Healthy living is being in tune with God and allowing him to direct you and your decisions. You know, that definitely leads to your spiritual maintenance and just maintenance in regards to life and your being. For me, healthy living speaks to the spirit, the body, the soul, as you said, the mind, the heart. It ain't nothing surface, you know, it's all inclusive. And there's some simple things that we can do. Good rest. You know, it is hard now.
Who are you telling? Good rest. Absolutely.
You know, and getting enough rest. Right. Things as simple as hygiene, you know, brushing your teeth, you know, putting lotion on your feet. You know, sometimes the back of the foot, the thing be ashy and hard for some people. So just take care of all of you. You know, family time. You know, something as simple as family meals. You know what I'm saying? The things that we took for granted prior to the pandemic. And smiling. Smiling adds years to your life, you know? And as you mentioned, meditating, being one with yourself, being at peace, allowing that peace and stillness to connect you to God in that moment. So that's my take on healthy living.
I love it. Absolutely.
I think that we can lose track of, like, okay, healthy, when people think about health, it's the body. No, it's more than that. There's more layers to it. You know, there's different actions that do affect your body, but it's also that internal work, you know?
Yep.
What's so good about, let's say, like, you have like the dopest clothes in the world, but your relationship at home is horrible. You know, your relationship, your significant other is horrible. You know, how are you going to impact the world with a yucky inside, you know, get naked spiritually and mentally, and it's just like, oh, shoot, your mindset is really ugly. You know, your physical could be beautiful, but the inside is what determines the true beauty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. You shine from the inside out.
You better believe it. And that's so important. No, go ahead. No, you're right. I was just ad-libbing because that's really important.
I think we're in an interesting time, a very sensitive time, because nowadays we're using all these buzzwords and phrases and phraseologies and ideologies pertaining to self-love and self-care. And, all these little buzzwords that have become cliches. But I've noticed a lot of the times when people are bringing up self-care, they're talking about getting their nails done, you know, they're talking about pampering themselves. But are you pampering yourself internally? Mm. Like, you can be pretty on the outside as much as you want, have soft baby skin, but how is your internal life, how's your internal world? So I want to challenge people, including myself, to take that, you know, a step forward. What does self-love actually mean to you? Does it mean I'm going to get my nails done today? Does it mean I'm going to get cute? I'm going to go get those heels. I'm treating myself. Or does it mean I'm going to do those things, but I'm also going to treat myself internally? I'm going to spend some time with my internal life today. I'm going to spend time on truly connecting with myself and learning to love the flaws as well as working on the flaws and loving all the good things that God instilled in me. Like, this age of social media, we had to dig a little bit deeper than this whole surface self-love thing. What does self-love actually mean? What does self-care actually mean? It's more than physical.
I'll just talk about my own personal experience with that. I would say a time in my life where where I focused on myself the most was probably the most happiest times I've experienced. And when you do work on the inner work, the outer work doesn't even matter to you. It's like, you know what? I can go outside.
That's true.
Clubs and high rise and shorts and I'll be fine. I'll be just damn. Because I love myself so much. I'm like, bro, I could really care less about your opinion of me and what you're trying to instill on me. So I would just say, like, love yourself first before anything else, because everything else will be added on to it. Because you are the most attractive self when you love yourself.
Absolutely.
That's true. Absolutely. I mean, you must get away from the mommy, whoever she is. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on this man to save and rescue me and all this stuff. I'm like, no, if you are loving yourself right, that man or woman will see that. And like, I want to be a part of that. You love yourself so much. Like, I like that. You have a great internal world. So, like, you know, it's important to get to that point, and don't wait on anybody to save you. You got to save yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, the only person who can save you is G-O-D, God.
So, yeah. And that's capital, right?
Yeah, all caps. Right?
But what you guys are saying, I mean, you're spot on, because I too have started living, I guess, a few years ago from the inside out. And it really does make a difference when you're doing that, especially with that mental health. Now, Niles, you hit it right on the head when you said that mental health. I believe, and this is just me talking, and when I was in the hospital, I'd see it, you know, a lot. People of color sometimes do not want to take that moment and get the mental help that's out there for fear of, well, you know, I was taught that if you just pray about it, leave it alone and it's done. Well, prayer is so, it is that communication, you know, with God, it is, but it's also you yielding to him so that you can see that two-way street. And then it's doing those actionable things, getting up and doing it. So if you are in, you know, you find yourself needing some of the extra help, the mental help, please, please do yourself a loving favor and go online. There's a program right now that charges $180 for 4 sessions, and that's 4 sessions of mental help. That's not, and these are licensed psychologists or what have you, but you don't want to negate the fact that if you need someone to talk to, please, please take it upon yourself. Get the help that you're in need of. There's nothing wrong with it. And we are advocates for people getting that help that you're in need of.
Yep. And just to add one more thing to what you just said, especially when it comes to our community, when it comes to therapy and seeing someone, some people equate that with being crazy. I've heard people say, like, hey, like, maybe you should check into therapy, like, get some therapy. I'm not crazy. I'm like, why does that have to mean you are crazy? Like, with anything, as we mentioned earlier, a car, there's maintenance to that.
Right.
So if cars need maintenance, why don't you?
Right.
I'm not a car. I'm a human being. What do you have to say about that?
But that's an example. Everything needs maintenance. You, as long as you are here every day, you are aging. Therefore, every day you are dying.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. Absolutely.
But living in Jesus. If you're living in Jesus, you're never dead. Okay. I had to add that.
And speaking of living in Jesus, I am encouraging you guys, please, please, please. You have been so wonderful with your support. I kid you not. I blush sometimes, and I get that sense of humility when I'm reading some of the posts or some of the DMs that I receive. Thank you so much for staying interactive with us. And if you're not, check us out on all social media platforms. That's at Dr. Tanji Show. Facebook, Twitter. I did my first tweet. How about that? And and Instagram. And if you'd like to catch up on some of the past shows that we've done, check out our YouTube channel. That's at Dr. Tanji Show. Did I handle that correctly? Hey.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. And I'm sorry. I was going to say it. As we know, today was Inauguration Day. Okay. Yes. That means we said goodbye to a president and hello to another one. Mm-hmm. We want to just, you know, recap on, you know, how the inauguration went and certain things that transpired. We got to witness the youngest inaugural poet, Amanda Gorman. And she did a poem called The Hill That Climbs, or something like that. Something about climbing up a hill, which means you get to the mountain top. Okay. I'm sorry.
The Hill W Climb. That's what I'm here reading the notes.
Yeah. But so you guys should definitely check that out. You know, it was amazing. Also, yesterday, Trump granted clemency to a few individuals, including the rapper Kodak Black, Lil Wayne, Stephen Bannon, and many others.
What about the gentleman from Detroit? Sorry about that. I had to get him in. The mayor from Detroit, he got granted clemency also. A pardon, really? Or what happened. Yeah, he had 28 years that he was facing. Kilpatrick, really, really astute guy. When he came out on the scene, everybody was like, yeah, the next senator or what have you, mayor of Detroit, got caught up in some things and just made some bad decisions. We've all made them. But, you know, he got called and our bad decisions didn't, right? But at any rate, he got his sentence commuted and I was just jumping up for joy because, again, that story of redemption, you know he's going to do something with that. I believe he will.
Yeah. What was the situation that occurred to get him in that situation?
There were shell companies. Yeah, I've got a couple of shell companies, and he told me what not to do with them. When you're awarded, he was awarding contracts, but the contracts were shell companies. And when you are sending the funds to the shell company, guess who controls them? Yeah, he does. So that's what happened. And you can't do that in politics, you know, or nepotism and all that stuff. 28 years. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Generation. Like, yeah. Going by.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So somebody was doing some tall praying, wasn't it? And so we're grateful for our outgoing administration for doing that and giving people a second chance, you know, to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's always important to take in the good with the bad. Like with any human being, there's going to be things that are not so ideal.
For sure.
You know, we're not always going to get it right. And, you know, that's something that we should expect. And that's just a constant reminder that we are, you know, flawed human beings. And that there is a creator who is in charge of all.
Absolutely.
Question. This is like, this can be a branch. You don't have to answer it. It's probably hypothetical. So like, would that mean when it comes down to crime and punishment, should there be a rehabilitation period or should they just be punished?
Good question.
Here's what I'm going to say. Because in Europe, people are less likely to go back to jail. But when in America, you are more likely to go back to jail after a crime.
Recidivism, really?
Because I'm thinking about rehabilitation back into the community, commit the same crime again, or a bigger crime, or even crime in general. But when you're going to get okay. So what do you? You don't have to answer it, but I'm just
for
asking.
Sure.
I mean, based on what you said, obviously one is a little bit more effective than the other. I think it's the difference between positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement. I mean, sometimes people get something, you know, something of substance out of doing time. But a lot of folks end up in the same cycle of going back. Okay. You know, so while you're there, like what's being, you know, constituted and what's being instilled in the people, having to live in that kind of environment that does something to you, that does into your mentality and how you deal with man and how you see man. So when you come from an environment where it's straight survival, and then you go out to a world where you need to have certain things in order to survive, it's hard to make that transition. So I think rehabilitation is definitely needed. When you think of the word punish, it's like, man, punish, I'm getting, you know, punished or spanked. And sometimes there's a negative connotation behind that. I feel like even when it comes to disciplining children, technically you're rehabilitating those kids. You're teaching them that this behavior is not the ideal behavior, and this is where it may lead or go. But I feel like when you say punish, it's like you're punished and you're stuck there.
That's good.
Kids, like, I think we have to think about how we use those words, like rehabilitating kids. So therefore, why can't we rehabilitate adults?
Makes sense.
You know, I think it's very important, because when you think of someone going to prison or doing time, it's like, man, like this person, that's like the ultimate punishment, you know, especially with the experiences and the things that you see there daily, like it does something to you. So I think we definitely need to, you know, readjust and try to figure out more effective ways so we don't continue on with these cycles, because as we know, there's a complex that comes with that. And when people come out, it's hard for them to get jobs and just survive in this everyday world. So what do you really expect for them to gain from that? Of course, there are those that, you know, are able to do something with the situation. But a lot of people really want to get out of that situation and really want to contribute to society. But because of that past mistake, it's ruined for the rest of their lives. That's not rehabilitation. No, you're basically sending someone out, setting them up for failure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I see that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, moving on to like what else going on in the world right now. You have to look at MLK Day. Just was this past Monday. You know, there was an anonymous donor who donated $40 million in NAACP for civil rights lawyers. You know, for the next generation of civil rights lawyers. That's it's for the South. So. Prayfully, we do get fair and reasonable judges to look at cases of people with colors. All right, cool. Look at their situation, where they're at. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, versus a white person looking at that situation, they don't have that lens of like growing up in a particular environment versus an African-American person who grew up in that particular environment and have to deal with trauma and impoverished communities. So I think that's a very good, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, when we're not generalizing when you said that, you know, versus a white person, because I don't want people to think that we're, you know, just generalizing saying that.
I'm not generalizing.
Yeah,
I'm
just, I know you're not. Absolutely.
I'm just talking about like for someone who can relate in those experiences.
For sure.
Trauma in certain communities. That's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But move on. Also, on MLK, Biden volunteered, and then there were different Trump-issued divisive reports on slavery and civil rights during that day as well. So you get two different sides of like how two different presidents spend their MLK Day. Also, next week we are approaching. This is just hard to talk about right now, but on. 26th of January, the late Kobe Bryant passed away. You know, it affected everybody around the world. And I believe a couple of days ago, his daughter Natalia celebrated her 18th birthday. And she's going to NYU. NYU. So that's really good. You know, it's
absolutely,
my heart goes out for that family. My heart goes out to like daughters, because that was literally the biggest male figure you could think of.
Right.
You know,
and
Betty White turns 99 years old, the golden girl.
Ooh, what a blessing.
And it is, blessing. Right? And she's still funny, even to this day.
This woman is,
I love her. I really do.
That's probably how she got to 99, man. You got to stay laughing, funny. Stay smiling.
I like that.
All I'm just saying is, deserve her as much as possible for the
absolutely.
Generation. You need to put her in a glass bowl, you know, just like protect her from COVID or any other viral disease. Please do that, because we need that. Speaking of entertainment and celebrity and television, we have.
I want to add one thing. We're speaking of Betty White, 99 years old. However, I also want to mention the other day, James Earl Jones had a birthday and he turned 90 years old. Okay.
Little legends,
Betty White and James Earl Jones, living legends. So we got to give everybody their flowers.
Absolutely.
Troy. That is August Wilson, if you guys don't know. Miami and American Skin dropped last week.
Wow.
If you guys don't know One Night of Miami, think of Sam Cooke, Ali, Jim Brown,
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Yeah.
met on a particular night in a hotel, and this was the conversations that took place. It was written by Kent Powers, and directed by Regina King.
Yeah,
you guys have not seen that. Amazon Prime. It is amazing, and you guys do
it not is. Want it. It really, really is. I'm so proud of her. I really am to watch her from 227 to now, you know, and everything in between. She's just wow.
I love her career, how she started and where how she came to be. It is such a beautiful sight to see for upcoming actors and actresses who want to pursue their dream. American Skin was another movie that came out, written and directed by Nate Parker. If you want to speak on it a little bit.
I don't really want to speak on it because the issues are so prevalent. The conversations were necessary. It spoke to both sides, the African-American community and how we are viewed by communities outside of us. And it was a bit depressing for me because I left the movie feeling like, dang, is there really hope for Black America with how it ended? And I'm not going to say how it ended, but like that was my thought. And I watched it before going to bed. I went to bed depressed.
Sorry.
But you know what? But that speaks to the plight and what's actually going on in the country. I went to bed depressed because it's real. I went to bed depressed because these are things that we are bombarded with and that we see on the news on a frequent basis nowadays. That's the depressing part. That's why I was depressed. It's like these things are reoccurring and they're happening over and over again. Hmm. And we try to do things, you know, about these issues, but then another issue arises. Then something else happens and something else happens. And even with the protests last year, we thought, you know, we gained some steps, which we did, but then the issue's still there. Then, you know, a few weeks later, we hear about another story. And I'm like, man, is this a hopeless cycle? That's how I felt, which means it was a good movie. I mean, if you feel something, it did something to you, which means the movie did its job. But I'm like, I left and I'm like, man, is there really hope for us?
When we watch movies, you're supposed to bring your own experiences to the table so you can be able to sympathize and empathize with the characters. You know, I believe that you guys should just check out the movie for yourselves. That's Niall's opinion of what he saw. So you guys can just gain what you thought the movie was supposed to be.
What platform is that, if you don't mind me asking? Because I would like to see that.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Oh, not Amazon Prime. It's on a bunch.
Good. American Skin.
It's in select theaters, on like drive-in theaters, and it's on Watch Now YouTube. That's $7, $6.99. So please check that out.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Man, you guys are really on the cutting edge of all things going on in society. I kid you not. I learned more, and I'm serious, about movies and shows that, you know, of interest to you so that perhaps I can, you know, take a look at it. So thank you so very much for doing your due diligence, Niles and KJ. Thank you so much.
But definitely check that movie out. But I'm saying it is not a feel-good movie. I'm just setting the expectation of what you're walking into. But you will walk away with something, especially with those conversations. It was a great movie, but don't expect it to be a Disney movie. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Which segues into... When you start something, make sure you finish it. You remember I said that at the top of the hour. Before our guest comes on, guys, it is such an honor for me, and I kid you not, to be able to say I finally started something and I finished it. And last evening, I'm doing the show from Atlanta, so I get to my office last evening and my package arrived, and I guess it's okay to kind of talk about what's over my shoulder right there. You see that right there? I'm excited because it's coming out soon.
Ooh,
this is Journaling with Duck. Thank you you so much. Journaling with Dr. Tanji, this has been a labor of love. I want you to stay tuned, because for all of our VIPs, there's going to be some really good things coming down the pike, and I want you to be a part of that. I mean, you were on this journey with me, so please stay tuned, and we'll continue on this journey. And before we bring our soulful guy out, I also to tell you about the change of time to talk to Tanji. It's now 7-ish, 7 o'clock. I missed my 7 o'clock deadline the past Monday, but it is 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live. And again, it's just a quick, how are you? What's going on? You got this kind of moment. It's where you and I can maybe drink a cup of coffee together or something of that nature, or if you're a tea lover. But that is sad. Mondays, 7 a.m. That started 2 weeks ago. Don't forget the past shows for the Dr. Tanji Show on YouTube. The YouTube channel is Success, Mindset, and Faith. And it was a couple of people that I had on that I love, love, love dearly that kind of gave us an insight or a bird's eye view on that principle, Monica Brown and Trinity Stokes. Did I say that right? Yeah, I'm looking at KJ like, okay, that's my cue, right? Okay. When someone grows up in Mississippi, you're often told, I know I was, what you are good at without really knowing what you're good at. You're listening to other people. But this particular gentleman that we're going to bring on now is someone who said, you know what? I'm not going to listen. I'm actually going to do this thing, and I'm going to do it loudly. And that is exactly what he's done. He is a phenomenon in and of himself. I love him dearly. He's part of my family. And when this guy spits, I think that's the terminology there. He does it. He comes from a very soulful place, but he lets you know that, you know what, I've got something to say. And I love the fact that he has been in the lab. He has this, I think it's an EP called I'm Dreaming, that has been everywhere. I kid you not, from California to Texas to Arizona to Indiana, this man has put himself on the map, and rightfully so. He's none other than Dick James, the real Dick.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome. I'm excited because I'm strolling and I'm looking at a feature, and I see you gracing the cover of a magazine, and I start to scream. I think I'm driving down the 101, and I look there, and I'm looking, yep, that one there. And I'm thinking, what? Where have I been? Man, you have been so busy. How did you get here? That's a proverbial question, but it's one that I like for the guest to answer, because it wasn't an overnight anything, right?
Absolutely not. Been a destination, a long journey. However, it's been a rewarding one. As you can see, I'm on a platform that has made an impact out there in Northern California, Los Angeles, Hollywood, across the planet. So with that being said, thank you, Dr. Tanji, KJ, and is it Jason?
Niles.
Come on, man. No, I'm joshing. I'm joshing. You got what, about 50,000 names in, rolling in that head of yours, man, in that headspace. So we won't hold it against you here, all right?
Yeah, man. I'll let that go.
Hey, every time.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, I know you as Tim affectionately, but in this space that you're in now, you are truly, I mean, you rolled up your sleeves. You said, listen, I'm not going to wait for the big industry to come and find me or discover me. I'm already discovered. I'm going to do this. What was that motivating factor that you said, you know what, I got to do it? Because you started, and you probably still do, helping other people get into this industry.
That's really where I got all of the blueprints, the relationships, the connection to empower other people. And what's happened is with this pandemic, it's come full circle. Like you said, that's a passion that I have too, helping others. You know that come over me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I enjoy that to the heart. And so I probably wasn't going to be able to make a decision to say that, okay, now it's time to do me. It didn't happen like that. The pandemic put a pause on a lot of different events that I had planned and scheduled for the first quarter of 2020. And when that didn't happen and spring rolled through and there was still uncertainty, the music industry was still calling because I was an artist myself. I was having an epiphany. It's like monkeys been on my back, almost as though I've been working for so long that I forgot about myself.
Wow. Wow.
It was a, you know how that is.
Oh, yes, I do.
You are a woman. And you had to make ultimate sacrifices to be who you became today because
thank
it
you,
wasn't
sir.
Just about you, it's about the people around you.
Absolutely.
And people that are bearing witness to you when you don't even recognize them, you can't even see them while they're watching.
Wow. Wow. Didn't I tell you this man was profound? But you're absolutely right. And not to cut you off, but you're absolutely correct. I like the fact that, one, you had that epiphany, which means that you had to kind of slow down to even hear and to realize what you were having, what you were experiencing. And then the fact that you're one, Tim, if you don't mind me calling you that, he's family, so I call him Tim, that you hold other people's ladder to make certain that they shine. I love that. People that will say, you know what, it's not that I'm taking a backseat to anything because I'm still going to do me, but I see your vision. I see where you're going. I can ascribe to it. And that's what you do. So thank you so very much for that.
Thank you for recognizing.
Yes, sir.
Very much appreciate.
Yes, sir.
Someone who's like yourself, that means everything.
Oh, Tam, don't you dare make me cry, man. I got my makeup on. Don't you dare do it. Not now. But I'm gonna yield because I see now. Thank you, Tam.
So what keeps you going, man? What keeps inspiring you? Because, you know, when it comes to being an artist, it's a tough industry to get into. It's a tough industry to stay in. And, you know, you have a lot you're battling against, man. So, you know, what is your why and what is, you know, your driving force that keeps you pushing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my why,
you
planted into me like a seed at age two. And so as far as I can remember, no matter what else I was doing or great record, music has always been like the lift. That seed came from my grandma. And then, you know, during my middle 11, 12, 13, 14 years of age, this is when Tanya started, you know, taking care of me and watching over me. You know what I'm saying? I was a pretty outstanding football player and baseball player. And I loved the girls. I was chasing the girls. The girls loved me. So I was kind of like upset at the fact that my brother told me that at this age, I'm going to take piano then.
Oh, wow.
And I don't have a choice in the matter. You're going to do exactly what you do. I don't like you appreciate it. And you don't have to stop doing anything that you're doing. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to make room for what you're going to have to do. And they'll teach me how to balance things because, like I said, they planted that seed, man, and music. I was around girls, you know what I'm saying? Because I need to eventually identify with myself. Because I played sports and I was great. Yet I'm following in the footsteps of my brother. So I really probably didn't want to do sports. It's yet that those were my first heroes. And monkey see, monkey do. None of them actually pursued music. I'm the first of my generation to actually pursue music. And I'm not the only one that had to take those piano lessons. I'm the one that he actually stuck with. And you know, he comes up. I'm right.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Wow, that speaks volumes, and you know that for your stick-to-itiveness. You served in the military, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. In the military, were you ever, I guess, willing to let someone in that you have this gift, you rhyme, you write? Did you ever want to do that, or was that something that you kind of just kept to yourself and said, you know what, I'm not here for that, I'll just keep that to myself?
Well, that right there came out in basic training. I mean, I'm sure about identifying a certain person. He's a little bitty guy, but I'm from Mississippi. So Mississippi is always going to get picked on no matter where
you are. Tell me about it, man.
Exactly. And what they're really doing is they're basically giving you kudos because they admire people from Mississippi that they can learn things from that otherwise those history books, what you might hear, are absolutely the total opposite. And so, you know, he pick on, you know, a few of the fellas. And when he comes to the bathroom, you know, we were in there rapping, like, James, front and center. You know, I didn't know what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I was terrified, but I knew I was in trouble, so I had to suck it up and get ready to have to get, you know, do like 100 push-ups or something. I don't know what I did.
Right.
He made a marker. He made it fun. And he said, all right, James, since you the rapper from this point forward, every morning when we get up and I can't call Katie, you're going to be the Katie guy.
Come on, hey, are you serious?
Man, that's a good start, right? So, when he come in, because he was a young drill sergeant, he probably was like 23, 24 years old.
Yeah.
He's the youngest of the. So, he was still partying while he was learning how to be disciplined and like training. So,
for sure.
Man, he come in there and he be towed up. Man, you know the drill. I got you. And it taught me, you know, responsibility.
Absolutely.
Because it allowed me to be looked at in hindsight in front of the leaders. I was too small to do that. So he allowed me to, you know, be a group leader with a voice. Because, you know, I was a clown. I told jokes all the time. So basically, he wanted to get a message off that wasn't going to go over smooth. He pretty much called old James up and let James put a spin on it and get the soldiers going. And then we dropped the jewels or whatever it was later on.
Yeah, it looks like we lost Niles.
Yeah.
Something important to handle. But, Jake, I have a question for you. What are some of your upcoming projects that you are getting ready to release? And what are some of your favorite EPs that you created?
I'm dreaming, actually, the numbers are showing proof. All I need was the first record that I created in over 10 years. And I knew it was going to be special. That's why the feature, Young Lady I Am, was on. So it's like a collaboration, male and female. You know, that's the harmony, especially that black male and female. That's what the universe crave for, that harmony. From All I Need came I'm Dreaming, because that's what started this whole music thing. It's been a dream since the seed was planted. And it was my
grandson, nephew. No way. Yeah. I can see that.
And he told me, look, I need you to put some headphones on. I want you to hear something. And I did. And what he did was he took my notepad and everything with his. Then he came back and I didn't know what he was doing. He's like, all right, we're about to do on Dreams. And you're not going to get a chance to write on me to freestyle.
I love it.
He had it on the spot. So I improvised and I'm dreaming is what I've been feeling and what I've been thinking and what I've been striving for the last 10, 15, 20 years. And it came without having to go on a path from Temple because it was already written.
I love it. I absolutely love that.
Philosophical.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so very, very much. You know, we could go on forever and ever and ever, but I will say this. Thank you for not giving up on you. And that seed that was planted when you were 2 years old, man, you're doing it. And I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing because other people are watching and they are taking note. All right. All right. So how can people stay interactive with you? I'll say that really fast and then we'll wrap it up.
All right, cool. People can find me on Instagram at DareelDick, the real Dick James. That's the same thing on Twitter. They can find me on LinkedIn, DickJames, James. Same thing on Snapchat. Same thing on Facebook, that's my artist page. And if you want to get to know me from personal side, browse me on Facebook, TimoJames, Timo James. And to sum up the last question, my new project is set to be released next month, looking like my birthday, February 20th, is called A New Single, I Can Tell I Make You Nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. Man, you gave me chill bumps right there. Because I kid you not. I'll say this. I swear. KJ said that if my confidence make you nervous, then so be it. And I love that. I absolutely love it. Don't forget, guys, you can stay interactive with the show at Dr. Tanji Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and check out our YouTube page. Don't forget to be healthy. Think healthy. Make certain that you're meditating on the Word of God and all of those things that you have been ascribing to, they will come to pass. You'll see. That's our show. Niles, KJ, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The real Dick James, man, I love you from here to the moon and the stars. Thank you, Ronan, for all that you do. That's it. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to be kind to yourself. Until next time, join me Monday, 7 a.m. Facebook Live. And I'll see you then. Bye.